Obanai in the shotgun with Wheaton, takes the snap, rolls near side right, throws, it's caught! Touchdown, Greg Little, and the Browns lead!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Here's Wheaton, play action fake, looking, throwing, wide open, touchdown, it's Obanai!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
It's a Call Your Shot Friday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagora. Very excited and happy to be with you. Nathan, I'm going to tell you one of the cool things about living in my little old condo that borders the facility here in Berea. Basically, living next to where you work. This is one of the cool things. On a Friday, in an otherwise quiet neighborhood, in an otherwise quiet cul-de-sac area where I am, you start hearing this roaring sound. It just comes out of nowhere. It sounds something like this. Something like that. That's how it sounds.
Okay.
And you say, what the hell is that? And then it dawns on you. That is the artificial crowd noise being pumped in at practice right here at the facility.
Totally.
And it's so cool. And I just kind of felt, I said, all of a sudden, I was in Cincinnati. I was at Paul Brown Stadium. And it's third down and long, Jason Campbell, and the noise is pouring. And he's just calmly taking this offense through and hitting Josh Gordon for a hosedown.
Hosedown. It's a beautiful thing. You know, it's funny, the first time that I was doing my CBS show.
Did you like my crowd noise?
It was a very good recreation of the crowd noise.
Thank you.
And the first time I was over there that I noticed it was when they were getting ready for the Minnesota game, and you'd get some of the, you know, the Viking horn, and then you get the crowd noise. But it is a pretty funny recreation of the crowd noise. It is very loud, I will give you that.
Ooh.
And that's good. Get ready for a hostile environment for the biggest game. We're now exactly 2 days away. We are 48 hours away from this game between the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals, a game that has so many implications for the Browns and the Bengals, both in the AFC North and the wild card playoff picture. I can't wait. I'm having a tough time with the fact that it's only Friday. I want it to be Sunday. I'm sure the players are out of their mind. They're ready to get going. I see a lot of those guys walking in today, putting in extra work today. Yep. In the film room so that they can come in as absolutely prepared as possible to get the job done.
Yeah, you can feel it. It's palpable. It's in the air. Everyone in this building knows something special is going on. It's been a special week, and we know that that began Wednesday with the announcement of the stadium renovation. But the having that against the backdrop of a meaningful football game for which this team is preparing has really amped up everything around here. And it's a fun feeling. And it's I think you just feel a sense of purpose. You feel, yep, a sense of real trust that when things are put in place, when people tell you that it's going to be special around here, it's going to be fun around here, and you've heard those words before, they don't ring hollow anymore. They ring the truth.
And you're buying in. You're believing. You saw with the Trent Richardson trade. Okay. At first, the reaction was unanimous, as CEO Joe Banner said on our show, in negatively against that. We knew that from doing this show. But it's turned out now that the reaction is unanimous again and that it was a great deal. The investment, the clear investment in the facilities in Berea, now in the stadium, they are not messing around. This is the goal here is to turn this into a first-class organization in every possible respect, to make it better for the fans, to make it better for the team, to make it better for prospective free agents, for everybody. That is the goal of this leadership group. That's what they're doing. We heard yesterday from the CEO, Joe Banner. Today, at the bottom of this first hour, at 1:30, we'll hear from the team president, Alex Shiner, on Cleveland Browns Daily. And that's another thing that I think is pretty cool. On this show, we get the top people in this organization are willing to come on here, talk with us, reach the fans, and get their message out. And I think that that's phenomenal. And again, the president of the team, Alex Shiner, joins us at 1:30 p.m. Eastern here on CBD.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to hear his thoughts about everything that's happening with this team, primarily the obviously the stadium renovation is the biggest story. To back it up to what you said, Joe Banner being on the show yesterday, I noticed a little less of the cautious Joe when he was sitting there.
I would agree.
Right? He was kind of letting his hair down as much as Joe will allow himself to do that in public interviews, and as much as he would give up the idea that he's seeing the things that we see, where his team is, this team that's being put together, is starting to maybe do more of a run than a jog or a jog walk or whatever the thought might have been of where it was in its program and on its schedule. And he's conceding that. And he's saying that, you know, the timetable is as quickly as possible. But we all know he has led the chorus of this is a long-term building process. This is not try to be great this year to turn this team around in one season. The fact is there is great potential for a one-year turnaround for a team that has been awful. And it's right now looking like a team that is credible, and we'll see how much more credible or good or whatever it is in the coming weeks. But they're definitely on their way to something better, it seems, this year, while still sticking to the plan of being better over multiple years beyond this year. But I thought Joe Banner was a little less guarded about that, and I thought his comments about the Trent Richardson trade especially were interesting because, you know, I think now he's relishing the idea, a little bit of the "we told you so," a little bit. He didn't, you know, he didn't come out here and get all snarky about it, but he was, I thought he was relishing that.
Well, I just think that it's important, and I think that he feels good about it now, that when you're bold, and he said, listen, we're going to be bold. We will continue to be bold. We will make some mistakes along the way. It's a lot easier to be bold when you build up the capital that your first two major bold moves, one would be hiring Rob Chudzinski, who had never been a head coach before in the NFL, and seeing the incredible job that he has done here, despite the turmoil of the first nine games, to lead this ship and get this team to this point, and then to go ahead and trade Trent Richardson. And when your first two bold moves are complete home runs, it emboldens you a little bit more. You know that you've bought some capital with the public in general, and while they're going to do what they're going to do, regardless of what the public says, it feels good to Joe Banner, and he knows that. I mean, we got tweets yesterday, one of them that was like, all hail Joe Banner. In week two, leading up to week three, post-Trent Richardson trade, there were no tweets that said, all hail Joe Banner.
No, there weren't.
So I think there's it is a change, and all for the good, and I think that's good. I like that.
I love it because you mentioned the tweets that didn't say that back then. We know what some of them said. I also know what some phone messages that were left on the Browns Daily Hotline said, and I won't forget those. The very nasty, ugly commentary that came in, that flowed into this show.
You wouldn't even let me listen to them. I still
exactly, and I'm not letting that go. That's stuck in my craw, and I'm not, by the way, painting a brush here, a broad brush of Browns fans, because I don't consider those people fans. In fact, I'm happy if those people actually, you know, don't bother with this team ever again.
Are you sending them all to Tucson?
I'd like them all to join our friend out in Tucson with a big bow around them out there. Yes, that would be my preference, because I don't want those kind of fans. Don't need those kind of fans. They're you know, they sought an opportunity to actually throw real vicious hate upon this organization for doing what at the time, you know, was not an insane move, even if it turned out that Trent became a solid player for Indy. He's not even solid, and the trade is an overwhelming win for the Browns, and we saw more evidence of that last night. The running back who is doing some great stuff for the Indianapolis Colts is not named Trent Richardson. Trent's a bit player at best, and the Browns got a first-round pick for that bit player.
There's a good chance that Trent Richardson will be available to every team in the National Football League on waivers at some point. I mean,
yes,
if he continues down this path.
Yeah, and I'm not rooting, by the
no.
way, this sounds like, oh, yeah, well, now you're dumping on the guy. No,
absolutely,
I have
no reason
to hate on Trent Richardson. This is just a football fact of value of transition of transaction and why certain moves are made and why, you know, you trust those moves. But to go back to what you said, Joe Banner said we're going to be bold and we're not going to be afraid to be bold, but not being afraid to be bold means not fearing the errors that can come with being bold, because you can be wrong and you are going to be wrong. And he said that you can't go down this, if you go down this road worried more about being wrong than taking the chance and the big payoff that comes with the chance, you don't have success. And I think that's a whole different tone to what this organization has been. The Browns have too often been the methodical, let's respond only to what the public, you know, wants to see from this team more than it has had its own plan and own idea. It used to be, I always thought that it was, whichever way the wind's blowing, that's the direction this organization will kind of go with things, versus this is the real way we're going to do this, and we're going to stick to this come hell or high water.
And that's true leadership. True leadership is having a plan, having a process, and sticking to your process even when it is unpopular. And that's what I like about this. And I come across this in fantasy football all the time. Anything can happen on any given Sunday. We know that. But when you have a process and you believe in your process and your process bears out to be true over time, it's okay to have missteps along the way as long as you don't panic and then go against your process. And the great thing here is these guys clearly have a process for what they want to do, what they want to accomplish, and they have an end goal, which is sustained success and winning for this Cleveland Browns organization as a first-class organization in the National Football League. It doesn't hurt, though, when your first bold steps through your process come out to be great successes. That helps you. It emboldens you. It also gets you the confidence and the support of others to know that your process is the right one and you're going to follow through with it. Now, even if this Trent Richardson trade didn't work out, there's no question in my mind they would continue to do exactly what they thought was the right thing time after time, and they believe in themselves, and frankly, everybody should at this point, that they're going to be right more often than they are wrong, and that's what it's all about here in terms of building something. You have to be right when you're putting your building blocks in place, and thus far, Joe Banner and company, they are doing a very good job.
It is full speed down the road that they've chosen to travel, and wherever that road, I mean, they know where they believe the road will lead, but if it doesn't lead to that place, and they also know that the consequence is someone else will get on that road and someone else will be driving. I don't think they're concerning themselves with that right now. And I think, honestly, as we sit here on November 15th, there's reason to believe that the plan will work, can work. We're going to see how things unfold through the rest of this season. I think this team feels good about its chances, certainly in the short term, and should. This is a team they've already beaten once, the Bengals. This is a team I think they match up well against. And with Jason Campbell at quarterback now, the Bengals and every other opponent on the schedule, I think there's less of a sense that this team should feel it can't compete because they've got the defense to do it, and that the quarterback position, barring health issues, whatever, the quarterback position won't be the thing that hurts them, that takes them out of contention against all the remaining teams on the schedule that they can compete with. So that's where we are with this. It is a call your shot Friday. Just want to remind you of that. What does that mean? You call your shot. You call us, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Call us, you know, get involved with this thing, interact. This is a big game. I want to see, and I want to hear it in the passion of the callers, just how big you think this game is. I don't think Nathan and I are the only two who feel that way right now.
Absolutely
not. I hope the hell we aren't. And tweet us, by the way, at Browns_daily, or you can hit at Nathan's Twitter handle, at NathanZegura, or at my handle at VicCarucci. We got that's right. Excuse me. We've got, I'm getting all choked up here. We got Carly McCord with us as well in studio. She is taking care of the tweets for the show. She's going to be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will appear later today on ClevelandBrowns.com. Be sure, of course, you're checking everything out on that website. Carucci's Call by yours truly. Matt Florjancic's outstanding pieces as well covering this football team. And we're going to have a lot of comprehensive coverage, of course, of Sunday's game. I'll come up, by the way, with my list of the five keys for the Browns. You'll also see that posted a little bit later.
Path to victory, absolutely.
And there is an excellent path to victory, which we'll construct during the course of the show.
And I like that you talked about that this is a team that the Browns match up very well with. And it is a team they match up very well with, because many cases, to quote someone I know, the kid, the style makes the fight. And this is a game where the Browns stylistically match up. They have the number one corner who can handle A.J. Green, allowing them to focus more attention on the secondary options. They can stop the power running game of Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. The key is going to be limiting Giovanni Bernard, making sure that you keep him in matchups that work out for you, try to minimize the mismatches that they can get from formations, etc., to get him man-on-man with players who might not be able to run with him stride for stride, and eliminate the big plays. If they can limit the big plays and make Andy Dalton Dalton try to grind it down, he's not going to do it. I'm going to give the numbers again later on in the show when we talk about how important it will be for the Browns to get pressure on Andy Dalton. But that's the key. And the Browns have 11 sacks in their last two games. If they can keep up that level of pressure and limit the big plays, limit the turnovers, there is no reason why the Browns cannot win this game.
Jeff Hobson, who we had on the show yesterday, he is the lead writer for CincinnatiBengals.com, their official team website. Join us. We interviewed him on the air. And then afterward, he called me later in the day, and we do this each time the Bengals play the Browns. He wants to get the keys from the people who cover the opposing team. So we broke this down, and I'll give my score as we will do later this show. But the point I made was right into what you just discussed. And he said, you know, what will this game ultimately come down to? I said, it's going to come down to the Browns' ability to make certain that Andy Dalton does not find any comfort level, any groove that he had prior to his coming apart in his last two games. It's the Andy Dalton who has thrown six interceptions that the Browns got to create through their pressure, through their coverage. It's a combination. It's a combination. You take away options from him, you put pressure on him, you force him to make the mistakes. And I believe he's going to try to force deep throws. He's going to try to get the ball in the hands of A.J. Green as much as he possibly can. He's going to try to get the ball into those tight ends' hands. But he's going to try to force the bigger throws that I don't think, at least in his last couple of games, he is all that capable of making. He does not have an accurate long arm. That's the book on Andy Dalton. And by the way, and we'll break down more of this. By the way, we want to make sure you know the lineup for today. Alex Shiner joins us at the bottom of the hour. He's the president of the Browns. We're going to talk stadium renovation and general topics with him. All right, 1:55, you're going to hear from Joe Hayden. He sits down with Jameer Howerton. That'll be the Inside the Locker Room segment. At 2:15, another widely acclaimed, nationally renowned segment that we have on the show, at least that's what we call it, Friday Forecast. It's huge. It's popular, and I think in other countries, not just here in the U.S.
It's getting there.
Northeast Ohio. And then Gerard Cherry joins us. Did I oversell that? That's 2:15. Then 2:40, Gerard Cherry is going to join us. It is all good. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, who's really the brains behind all these segments that we do. And Dave, a man of many talents, he's been filling in on the really big show for Aaron Goldhammer, doing an outstanding job with that. Don't do too well though, Dave, because we I don't want anyone taking you away from us.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, thanks. All right, we've got all of that and much more coming up on a Call Your Shot Friday. Get engaged, folks.
It's a big game. This is the biggest game. Get fired up. Let's go.
It is a huge friggin' game. So call us up and show us how huge you think it is right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, 216-578-0850. Is that an industry term? Huge friggin' game. Stick around.